The Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio 2.
Hey, bartender, where you been? I need a shot of whiskey and I need a shot of gin. Give me one more shot. Give me one more shot. Give me one more shot. I can knock my arm on the bottle. Give me one more shot, bartender, just before I go. Give me one more shot, bartender, just before I go. I done had my fun, I don't live well no more. If I go down, let me go down, play my box. If I go down, let me go down, play my box. Give me one more shot, I'll knock my own about.
A way to open a program. It's called One More Shot. Came out originally back to, what, 25 years ago on Alligator Records on the album Hot Shot. That's Lonnie Brooks, taken there from the House of the Blues, that late lamented California-based web network sort of radio station, and also purveyor of fine blues CDs. That's called The Roadhouse Blues, and that opens up, so many blues in one sentence, The Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio 2, on Skybird Radio, and of course as a podcast. Wherever you're listening, however you're listening, welcome to the program. Hey, we've got some great stuff. Looking at the pile of stuff in front of me, most of it, one, two, three, eight, about eight or nine of the tracks we've got for today's show all arrived in the course of the last 7 days. So we've got some great new material.
Thank you. tide began to rise. In my little old cabin, way down by the riverside, I'm tired of crying while you the blues on you. You'll be begging me for mercy before I'm even through. You'll be crying for your mother. Get on your knees and pray when I put the blues on you today.
Side by side, who I think if they'd had the chance to meet, they would have got on like a house on fire. First of all, going back to a recording made 66 years ago, nearly, in May of 1941, and that was the Great Memphis Minnie. She was recording between the late 20s right through until the 50s, and then following on from that, taken from her brand new album with the superb title Guitared and Feathered, Candy Cane, of course. And the reason why I think they would get on, both of them have got staggeringly strong voices, as you could hear there. Both of them fine guitarists. Both of them had a colourful life. Lots of ups and downs along the way. And Candy Cane's new album is really fine, where she's brought together many of her friends in the business. So you've got Roland Bomargolin, Sue Foley, a whole range of others. A great, great album, brand new out, and Guitared and Feathered. And you'll find that, of course, on Roof Records. It's The Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio 2. It's been a bit electric. Now let's change things quite dramatically. Dog Cox had an album out on Northern Blues about 2 years ago with Sam Hurry, and it was called Hungry Ghosts, and it was a great, great acoustic album. He's got a new album out, changed his playing partner this time. It's Salil Bhatt. It's got strong Indian subcontinent influences. It's actually got a guest appearance of the man who invented the Mohan Veena, that great 20-odd string guitar. This is, as I say, brand new. It just came this week. It's called Slide to Freedom, the album, and this is a track called Payday.
Payday, payday, about a week ago. You know I stole my hammer, me. I'm gonna keep my skillet greasy if I can. If I can. If I can. I'm gonna keep my skillet greasy if I can. Sack on my back, I'm gonna make it to my shanty for a day, for a day, for a day. I'm gonna make it to my shanty for a day, payday, payday.
Term listener to The Raven and the Blues, you may recall when we had Harry Manx as our guest about September last year, thereabouts, he was playing the Mohan Veena with this amazingly sort of 20-odd string guitar instrument, or 21 string guitar, which was designed and invented by Bishnam Mohan Bhatt, and it literally is a complete sitar in a guitar shape. On this particular album, Doug Cox is playing resophonic guitars, and Salil Bhatt, which I guess is probably a relation of Mohan Bhatt, perhaps his son, is playing the Satvik Veena. More research needed, and I'll tell you more about it by the time we get together and play another track from this album in a week or so's time. And also on tabla there is Rankumar Mishra. A lovely album. If you like the fusion of Indian music together with blues, you will love this. It's, once again, it's brand new. Slide to Freedom, Doug Cox and Salil Bhatt, and that's out on Northern Blues. If you're listening on FM and don't listen to the blues shows on the internet, you probably don't realise that there's a growing number of them, as well as The Raven and the Blues. We mentioned, obviously, The Roadhouse. That's one of the regulars that we talk about with Tony Steidler-Dennison. Bandana Blues with Beardo and from Holland Spinner and Austin Riffs. But there are others too, which I don't mention very often. Murphy's Saloon, and he's out of Boston. And then there's Blues Power with John Rhys-Eddins. I mention them all now because there's one album that's just been released, and it's just about every one of the blues shows on the net has grabbed it. John Rhys-Eddins, he's done a complete program called Blue Power Presents Watermelon Slim and the Workers. The Murphy's Saloon broadcast was the one that came out last week. It's called Fresh Watermelon, and it's been featured many times on the other programs I've mentioned. It's just new to me here. Watermelon Slim and the Workers, the sort of the choice, if you like, of all the blues DJs at present, and it's a great, great album. It's called The Wheelman, and I've chosen as our first track from it, Newspaper Reporter.
The boys once had a job as a newspaper reporter. They wouldn't let me drink beer on the job. They told me I had to drink water, but I'm a blues man. And I don't tolerate no pay. Like the man at the newspaper says, that old boy has still got what it takes. Now I knew right from the start I might not make enough to live, but I keep on playing my part. I'll give you all ain't no fake. Like the man behind the editor desk says, that old boy has still got what it takes. I don't need no glitter on my face, nor no 6-inch platform shoes, 'cause what we're gonna lay down for you tonight is them sweet old, Oklahoma blues. 'Cause I'm a blues man. Why don't you get your coat and drive on home? Nobody's riding hired gun, but you're gonna see the blues on the paper when I get my writing done. 'Cause I'm a blues man. That old boy has still got what it takes. What it takes.
The album is new, 14 great tracks on it, and that's Watermelon Slim and The Workers and The Wheel Man. And you can see why all the other blues DJs on the internet have got so excited by it. Great, great stuff. And that Take Me Home, Boys, which means I've run out of verses, so let's just fade to at the end, shall we? Or a great end there. Okay, that's new, and so is this next one. We are hoping to have Ollie Brown as our guest on the programme next week. I say hoping, as once again, as I mentioned last week, it's all down really to the BBC radio. Radio 2, because Paul Jones has a blue show. He does live recordings, and so what happens is the bands come down to Maida Vale, to the studios there, and then come to me if there's time left. And so we're all waiting to see, but hopefully he will be my guest next week. And then somebody who also may be a guest later in the year, as he comes to the UK and doing tours in June and July. His name is Otis Taylor. The album is out on Telarc Records. It's pretty new, I think new here in the UK. It's been out, I think, a little while elsewhere in the world. It's also got other friends of his. Gary Moore is on a couple of tracks, and also Charlie Musselwhite too. It's a very unusual album. He's a great guitar player, but also everything you hear, just about even the voices, are all his. Otis Taylor, and this is Little Betty.
Hey, little Betty, won't you bake a cake? You never know when Johnny's coming home. Hey, little Betty, won't you bake a cake? You never know when Johnny's coming home. Got no shoes and 10 miles to go. Hey, little Betty, won't you bake me a cake? You never know when Johnny's coming home. So my banjo and buy a car. Call it a Chevy, but it runs like a Ford. I won't justify.
powerful stuff. First track on the album, Little Betty, that's what it's called. The album is Definition of a Circle. The last time we played anything from Otis Taylor was about 4 years ago on his album Respect the Dead. And I guess he's probably had releases in the last 4 years, but they haven't made their way to the Raven and the Blues. But that is really, really good. And he's here in the UK through June and July this year. And there is a chance he may be a guest on the programme. Let's have a look at some of the emails that have come in. Quite a few people have been travelling around looking at blues bands, which is excellent. Also Tom Rogers. Now, Tom's been a listener to the Raven and the Blues in Colorado for many, many years. I guess almost from the days, the very beginning, say 3 years ago, when it was available as a podcast. And Tom has taken the plunge himself now, and he's doing a live show on the music streaming network called A World of Blues. And you'll find them, not unsurprisingly, at aworldofblues.com. He does the 5 o'clock Pacific Time program Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays for 3 hours. And I've only had a chance because of the time difference. It's like midnight here, it starts. So midnight until 3 a.m. is not my best time. So I've only managed to catch a bit of it, but he's played some great blues music. And if you like to hear the blues, and especially if you're on Pacific Time in America, 5 o'clock Pacific Time on aworldofblues.com. And other people who went to see blues things, and I'm looking for David Jacklin. Ah, David Jacklin went to Village. I know Village. It's years since I was there, which is not very far from Rheindahlen in Germany. And the band he saw there were Danny Bryant's Red Eye Band. Really impressive. And if you say it's the third time, it's the festival's been held there. And also a Blues Brothers night. They used to have a blues avalanche in Osnabrück as well, but that's been silent, I think, for a year or two. And then finally, on the emails that came in, Alan Selby, you're listening whilst you're at university and you've been catching up with a couple of weeks. Thanks for all the kind comments on the programme. And we'll have some more Eric Bibb pretty soon, actually, as well, I think, as well. If you'd like to drop me a line wherever you are in the world, I'd love to hear from you. dave@raven.dj or dave.raven@bfbs.com is probably the one which gets straight through. dave.raven@bfbs.com. And also, well, I mentioned, look in the emails. Eric Keating, thanks for your information about Eli Paperboy Reed and the True Loves. I'll be getting some of that material in the course of the next 4 or 5 days. But as I've said before, I'm much happier with CDs rather than downloading it off the net and playing it on the computer, because the computer's already checking my email, or email I'm reading now. It's recording and putting all the stuff of the program together. And if I start playing stuff as well at the same time, it can confuse the issue. Okay, here's somebody making their debut on the show. His name is Brad Wilson. He sent me a couple of his CDs and loads of information about him. We're featuring this time Rockin' the Blues, and this is a track called The Ballad of John Lee. And you can guess who's influenced this recording.
Yesterday, as it told me, tell you a story about me. Yes.
Johnny Hooker is alive and well, and that's Brad Wilson. The whole album isn't like that. It's a whole mix of different blues sort of styles as well. It's called Rocking the Blues. Born in Sacramento, now living in LA and working pretty hard, mostly, I think, in California, looking at his gig list, and also written stuff for the movies as well. And he sent me two CDs and a whole raft of information. And if you're a musician and have got a CD, even if it hasn't on general release yet and you'd like me to get it, just go to the Raven and the Blues page and you'll see the address to send things to. And that's also the place where you'll find all the tracks we've played on this week's program and all the previous weeks going back 9 years, and links to all the record companies too, so you can go straight there and buy the tracks yourself, and of course a chance to hear the programs of the last couple of years all over again, which, looking at the figures, a lot of you seem to do. I said, suddenly you find people listening to the CC Adcock live set from like 2 years ago, which is very nice, I guess. Let's move now to a live recording. September the 30th is the date, the year 2005, the venue, the Trump Taj Mahal. Doesn't that sound exotic? In Atlantic City in New Jersey. And on stage, it's Bonnie Raitt and a handful of her friends. And I'll let her do the introduction of her next friend.
One of my favorite singers, great keyboard player, and my new friend. Won't you welcome Nora Jones?
I don't want anything to change.
does sound like it was a good concert. On the CD, it's also a DVD. Well, actually, that's stupid. It's not both.
There's something else.
It is something else.
You are something else.
Our quiet girls. The CD has also got a DVD as well of the whole recording, so you not only can watch it all, you can then put the CD on the hi-fi as well. And that's a mixture of her friends, really. Keb Moe, Alison Krauss, John Cleese, Ben Harper, and of course there, Norah Jones. I Don't Want Anything to Change, taken from the album, came out last year, Bonnie Raitt and Friends. Okay, next album is out on Roof Records, and it comes from Corey Stevens. He's been around quite a long time and had quite a few albums along the way, but he made a couple of years ago, on one of the albums he did a couple of Albert King numbers, because he always had liked Albert King and rated his guitar playing and liked his music. And Thomas Roof of Roof Records said, actually, I've had an idea. Obviously, you like Albert King, and I did like the covers you did on your previous album. How about doing a complete album of Albert King numbers? And so Corey Stevens said, that sounds like quite a good deal. So July of last year, he went into the studio, and then with bits of touring getting in the way and things, it means we had to wait until now for the album to come out. It's called Albertville. Every track on it of the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. They're not numbered, as you can see, otherwise it goes right there. But every track of the 10 tracks written by Albert King. It's a brand new release from Corey Stevens. And let's start with this one, which is called A Real Good Sign.
Man, when your woman kisses and holds her real tight, catch her back tonight with all of her might. She whispered words and before, you should know by then, mister, why you got to go. That's a real good sign, I believe in it now. That's a real good sign, oh yes it is. Is that a real good sign? Oh yeah. Wanna make a little love, oh yeah. Girl, when your man come home every day from work, jump in the bathtub, wash away the dirt. Oh, and it seems the same man to come right straight to you. You should know by then, girl, what you got to do. Is that a real good sign? Oh, yeah. Is that a real good sign? I believe in it now. Is that a real good sign? Yeah. Make a little
really, really fine. A good sign is the track we played. The album is Albertville. Every track on the album is an Albert King cover, and that's Corey Stevens. If you like that, you'll love the whole album, and that's out on Roof Records, and we'll definitely be featuring that in the weeks and months to come here on The Raven and the Blues. Blues and Roots is a production company or a promotions company based in Western Australia in Perth by a very sort of powerful girl called Gillian, who brings together Australian bands. And in fact, it's not just sort of a lottery. She seems to, from what I can gather, ask the bands to sort of send all of their work to her, and then they have to sort of pass, if you like, a certain test before they're good enough to be considered for the Blues and Roots promotions CDs, which then get sent across the world to all the radio stations and DJs who play blues and roots music. The latest one is number 4, the hottest Aussie Blues and Roots, 2007. The track I wanted to play by the girl who's coming to the UK quite soon, Toby, track number 3, doesn't actually work for some sad reason. I think obviously the way the album has been pressed, but another fine track on the album, another female singer, but from a different part of Australia. Andrea Marr is from the Melbourne area, that's Victoria in Australia, and this is the album which she brought out last year called Watch Me Work, and the track taken from it. She's a very striking girl, and this is a fine number called He Only Rocks on Stage.
Stage with the star of every show. All the girls will stand in line. I hope he looked their way. Who's gonna be the lucky one that's gonna take him home today? There's just one little problem. I'm really sad to say. He was a killer. He was a thriller. Woo! He only rocked on stage. That's right, baby. Just on stage now. Now we don't like to talk. We can be mean when a man doesn't measure up to be the lover of our dreams. Couldn't finish what he started. It was a great big flop. But in his mind, he's a superstar, the best they ever got. So when it came down to women, he was on a different page. He was a killer. He was a thriller. He only rocked on stage. That's right, baby. Oh, come on and rock it for me. See a hot player under those spotlights. Don't assume he knows his way around your bedroom by night. Cause he's busy being a superstar, taking care of number one. Man's gonna need an audience if he's gonna get the job done. So when it comes down to women, some men don't improve with age. He was a killer, he was a thriller. Woo! He only rocked on stage. That's right, baby. He's on the stage.
fine-looking, great, great voice, Andrea Marr. He Only Rocks on Stage. That's taken from her album, which came out last year, and played there from the Blues and Roots, hottest Aussie Blues and Roots out tracks of 2007. She's been playing blues for about 7 years, and she only looks like in her middle 20s, so I guess that's probably about right. She probably started when she was about 17 or thereabouts. Okay, time for two more tracks on The Raven and the Blues, and let's go to Carlos Del Junco. If I'm going to play him, I really should mention Spinner, who not only is a DJ, but also a very fine harp player out of Den Haag in Holland, and he's the co-presenter together with Bandana of together with Beardo of Bandana Blues. Beardo, as well as being a DJ and an entrepreneur putting on shows in his hometown, also is a chef and also makes a really fine hot sauce. I know this because I bought some and it came this week. And Beardo, oh, it is magnificent. It's not as hot as some of the hot sauces I've had, say, from Belize, but the flavour is magnificent. If you want to have some Beardo's hot sauce, again, just go to the Raven and the Blues page and follow the links. And this one is for Beardo himself and for Spinner. And it's Carlos Del Junco and Marjorie. Everybody's tastes, but you floats my boat, as the saying goes. Carlos Del Junco, the album which came out some years ago called Big Boy, and that's called Marjorie, and that's in tribute to Beardo's Hot Sauce, which is not that hot, but absolutely gorgeous. Okay, that's almost it. If you'd like to drop me a line, I'd love to hear from you wherever you are in the world, listening on FM or on earbuds. The email address is dave.raven@bfbs.com, and that is also the website where you will find links to all the artists and a chance to hear the show all over again. Also on the Raven and the Blues page, you'll find the link to the Frapper map where you can put your pin of where you're listening in the world and even add a photograph if you so desire. Photograph from Jill Janus in Vermont with a great, great sunset, or perhaps it could be a sunrise view. And Dr. Drsages? Dr. Sidges is an old friend of Doc Span and a great guy. Also, Wick USB, a photograph of, I guess, him playing harp. And also another new entry is from the home of the blues and the birthplace of rock and roll. That's SK Tap. It's quite simple to get your pin on the map. I'd love to see where you're listening to the Raven and the Blues. Lynn, I hope your husband's back from Scotland. And if you're canoeing on your kayak on your own out in San Diego, do take care. And I'll talk to you in 7 days' time. Let's close with Canned Heat. This is taken off the album The Roof Records Anthology. Well worth getting hold of. Again, it's a CD and a DVD, two discs inside the one case. And here are the band Canned Heat and See These Tears. Whatever your plans are for the next 7 days, hope they work well, and you can join me for another edition of The Raven and the Blues in a week's time. From me, Dave Raven, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.